Hello, good morning, and welcome to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Where's Your Head At by Basement Jacks. We got a good lineup of music for you today, a little bit of talkie, a little bit of everything. This is the first show of Radio Libre 2.0, and next up we have 19-2000 Soul Child Remix by the Gorillaz. Enjoy.
It's the music that we choose. 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 To keep myself tethered to the days I tried to lose. My mama said to slow down, you must make your own shoes. Stop dancing to the music, I've got Gorillaz in a happy mood. Keeping my groove on. Watching a fake trail, caught up in the conflict between his brain and his tail. And if time's elimination, then we got nothing to lose. Please repeat the message, it's the music that we choose. Keep on my groove on.
Get the cool. Get the cool to shine.
So I love Gorillaz. Gorillaz is one of my favorite groups, music groups, probably of all time. They just finished their world tour with their North American tour, and I was fortunate enough that I got to see them when they came to Boston, and my friend Maddie came from Brown, and we went together, and it was so much fun. We did have nosebleeds, but the fun thing about Gorillaz concerts, it's no matter what, it's a good show. They played almost all of their Demon Days album, which is by far one of my favorite albums of all time, not just of Gorillaz, and it was a great show. Now, if you don't know, Gorillaz was a group created by Damon Albarn, and he created it as an experimental music group. And they've had a lot of success since the first album released in 2001, I want to say. And before he was working on Gorillaz predominantly, he was in a 90s boy band called Blur. You may have heard of them. They're very well known. Their hit song, Song 2, is very, very popular, but from their album Park Life, here is Girls and Boys.
Avoiding all-
So that was Senses Working Overtime by XTC. This song, I will say, I discovered this song probably about a week ago. And I just wanted to do a little research on XTC because I had not heard of them before. So apparently they were a UK kind of punk band, new wave, and they did pretty well for themselves, according to their Wikipedia page. They never gained any like real big success in the UK or the US, but apparently they have gained quite the cult following. And they still do have some popular songs, like Senses Working Overtime. This is one of their popular songs. There was another one that I'm blanking on right now that I think is more popular than this one. But they sound good. I like the song. I like the vibe of the song. And yeah. Next up, we have a song that I actually discovered, hashtag not sponsored before I go to this, by the Netflix show Master of None, starring Aziz Ansari. I love that show. And I was kind of upset that the third season stopped following the main storyline of the show. And unfortunately, that was because Aziz Ansari had SA allegations claimed against him, which unfortunately did turn out to be fake, that the real situation was apparently he went on a date with this woman and she didn't really like the date, and so she claimed SA, which unfortunately that happened. But back to Master of None. If you have not heard of the show follows this guy, Dez, and he lives in New York, and a lot of it plays to Aziz Ansari's reality, because he's one of the writers of the show. And my the song that I'm about to play for you is actually the opening song for the second episode of the second season, and I'm not gonna talk about premise at all. I don't want to spoil the show. But it's a very fun opening, and this opening, put me onto this song. I didn't know what this song was, and I love it. I love this song. And that song is Dolce Vita by Ryan Paris.
Down in the Dolce Vita. is gone from your eyes, I better realize. Eyes without a face. Eyes without a face. Got no human grace. Eyes without a face. Such a human waste. Eyes without a face.
Gotta love Billy Idol. He's great. Billy Idol is a funny artist to me. He's not a funny artist, but he's a funny artist to me just because of where my mind goes when I like think of him. And it always goes to two things. The first thing is the dancing with myself scene in Flushed Away. Just my brain goes straight to there. That movie was a big part of my childhood, so I watched it all the time. But that song's on the soundtrack for the movie, and so I listen to it like often because I just love that song. And then I think it's in Something About Mary with Ben Stiller, when he's on the plane and Billy Idol's just randomly there and he's like telling him to like go follow his love, and it's so random, but it's great. Billy Idol's so good. Love a lot of his music. That was Eyes Without a Face, off his album Rebel Yell. Love that song. And now I'm gonna do a little PSA for you on distracted driving is a dangerous epidemic on America's roadways. Stay safe behind the wheel. Visit stoprex.org and learn more. Thank you. Now back to the music. Next up, I have a artist whom I also love very much. There's a lot of artists that I love. But this one in particular, and particularly this album, Traveling Without Moving, if that gives you any hint to who the artist may be. I actually performed a different song off this album at an open mic when I was in high school. I want to say freshman or sophomore year. I love this artist. Love his sound. I love his progression from his earlier music to his more recent music. He hasn't been making as much recent music, unfortunately, because on either his last tour or the tour before his last tour, he was dancing around the stage so much that he hurt. He either threw out his back or he like inflamed pre-existing back conditions, and he had to stop his tour, and he was in critical condition for a while, and it was really bad. But he's okay. Him and all of his funky hats. And if you haven't figured out who it is by now, it's Jamiroquai. And this is Cosmic Girl.
Galaxy, my heart.
That was a classic of a song. Love that song. That was Bad Reputation by Joan Jett. And if you recognize that song, that's because it's in Shrek, which makes it automatically a banger. Up there with All Star by Smash Mouth. And I'm blanking on the rest of the soundtrack, but yeah, Bad Reputation, Joan Jett. Oh, it's a classic. Such a good song. From 81. And funnily enough, one of the first concerts that I think I ever remember seeing was Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, which is so random. I love this song. And like the rest of her music is good, with the Blackhearts, good. Overall, I'd say she's very good. And that was just a quick little blurb, and I needed to name drop Shrek. So now that I've done that, I'm gonna get back to the music with a lengthy song. 8 minutes and 36 seconds. Crazy, but gotta play it. So good. This is Roundabout by Yes.
Thank you.
Hello. And I love that song. That's such a good song. It is pretty close to my heart because my mother, shout out mom, she made a kind of like a home video, but it wasn't really, because it was about this like camp I went to when I was 9, and she put it on YouTube with the song with this backing, and that blew up because every parent from that camp wanted to see a video about the camp, which is crazy. But I got one more for you, and I'm not really going to preface it at all. Let's just get to the music. I got Whip It by Devo. Love that song. I love Devo. Devo's just such a fun group. They're just so awesome. I love their vibe. They're kind of, I don't want to say it, but they're kind of a bunch of nerds, but in a good way. That's kind of their whole vibe. If you didn't know, they got famous off of covering Rolling Stones' I Can't Get No Satisfaction, and the video is just great. All their videos are great. You know they made it when Weird Al parodied them with Dare to Be Stupid, which is also a banger, because it's Weird Al and Devo, which is so fun. I went to a convention, I want to say 4 or 5 years ago, because I'm from California, and so, Southern California, so that's where, like, all the conventions are. You got, like, Comic-Con, like WonderCon, they have the one in LA, and they have all the local ones, but I think I was at LA Comic Con, and this one vendor was selling one of the Devo cone hats, which, if you don't know, they're the red hats that all the band members wear. They wear them at shows, and they aren't like a straight cone, but they're a bunch of kind of like rounded cylinders on top of each other, and so they all wear it, and so I have one of those now, which is so fun, literally just for the novelty of having it. I've maybe worn it like 3 times, but when you have a group with a like style choice as widely, like it's so easy to see that hat and be like, oh, Devo. because that's, they're associated with that. And I think that's great. They're still doing shows, which is awesome. My mom went to a music show with one of her friends over the summer, and Diva was there, and Diva was performing one of the days, and that was just so fun. Well, I hate to say it, but I think that might be all for today. If you like what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog could be found on a playlist on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And this has been Radio Libre 2.0, wishing you all a great Wednesday. And now we are going to sit and listen to some great automated tunes.